Today is Monday, April 10th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Cinnamon Crescent Day, National Cinnamon Croissant Day. Never heard of it. It's also National Farm Animals Day. It's kind of bottom of the barrel today, really. National Cinnamon Croissant Day? Who even makes... I've never even heard of a cinnamon croissant. I could imagine what it is, but I've never gone to a restaurant and had a cinnamon croissant offered to me. Anyway, so yeah, we had a weekend. I recorded Fridays early because I had a haircut on Friday. And it was pretty much a normal trip to the haircut. But there are some kind of common themes when I'm driving. So I'm driving by myself. Mark is not with me. Sometimes he's with me, but it's weird because he used to go every other time when it was always on a Saturday. And he would go, and then the next month I would go by myself, and you know, that way he's getting to take a trip every other month. And if he needs to, I don't know, there's an Asian store in Springfield, and so that's in between here and St. Louis, so we would stop and get Filipino food and stuff like that. Or if we want to eat at a restaurant or go to a concert or whatever, you know, he would go. But it's not worked out for him to be able to go very often recently because I've had to do them during the week or when he's unavailable, whatever the case may be. And so anyway, he did not go because it was on a Friday, and he's trying to conserve his PTO days because, as I've told you guys, you know, we're planning for our vacations over the summer. And because he went to the Philippines twice in the past 6 months, October, November, December, January, February. Yeah, in the past 6 months, it ate up a lot of his PTO days. So I don't know that this was really impacted by me going by myself versus him being with me, but regardless, it is what it is. So one of the things that's common is I will need to pee. Or number two. You know, whatever you want to call it. The thing about traveling is you need to plan these things so that you actually have an exit to take where you can find a bathroom. You know, you can't just, not every exit is going to have some, especially in this area, because, you know, we have a lot of country areas, a lot of fields and pastures and, you know, non-populated areas. And it is common for me to hold off pee and be like, oh, you know, I'll be fine, you know, I'll wait until, and then it kind of sneaks up on you. And so on Friday, on the way there, and the other thing is, you know, I've got to get there by a certain time, and it takes somewhere between 5 hours and 5.5 hours to get there from here. And so I always leave early so that, you know, I'll have a little bit of extra time if I need it. But you never know. There could be traffic, et cetera, et cetera. So I try to plan my gas and my use the restroom stop at the same time. Also, if I'm going to get food, I try to do that gas, food, pee, or whatever, you know, the case may be. That way I'm not adding a bunch of extra time and, you know, I can get there. And so I, as it always happens, I was driving along and I felt the urge to pee. And I don't know whether I thought, oh, you know, I'll put this off until the next stop or whatever. It was okay. But it kept building. And by when it got to the point where it was like I needed to go right then, I felt like my bladder was going to explode, literally. I mean, it was that horrible pain that you have right in that bladder area. Like if you don't go now, it is going to explode all over the place. And so I was not around an exit. And so I was dancing around in my seat. I was, you know, my legs were moving back and forth. I was hitting things, whatever, anything I could do to take my mind off the fact that I needed to pee so bad. And I finally found this exit. I finally found an exit where there was a gas station, you know, and I assumed they would have a restroom because most gas stations have a restroom. So I pulled over. Oh, I got to go so bad. Pulled in. I think I even pulled into a gas pump so I could go ahead and get gas as well. But I go in and there's a guy standing in front of the men's restroom door. And so I'm thinking, oh my God, there's a line. You know, what am I going to do? And he's looking at his phone, yada, yada. And he's standing, he's blocking the men's restroom door. And then a couple of minutes go by and I need to go so bad, right? And I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll go in the women's restroom or something like that. Maybe the men's room is full, whatever. And then a guy comes up behind me, lines up. A couple more minutes later, I've been there for like 5 minutes at this point. I need to go so bad. And then another guy comes behind me. Then all of a sudden, this guy that was standing in front of the door just opens the door and goes in. And so I realized this is a multi-person restroom, and that guy was busy looking at his phone and was creating an entire line behind himself. But he was right in front of the restroom door, so none of us knew. We all thought there was, you know, it was a single person restroom or whatever. I was so irritated. Because who thinks to ask someone, hey, are you in line for the restroom? Because literally, there was nowhere else to go. It was a hallway just with the two restrooms, men's and women's. And he was directly in front of the men's. There was nowhere else he could have gone. So you make an assumption that there's a line. How dare he? So I went in quickly and I was able to pee, but oh my gosh, it was like I don't know what he was doing, why he was like blocking the door. If he needed to use his phone, he should have not blocked the door at the very least. So the other thing that happened is I decided, okay, I'm going to get food and eat on the way back because I needed to, when I got here, we were recording Mixed Minus and I needed to be fed and ready to go basically. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm hungry now, so I'm going to go ahead and stop before I even leave St. Louis. And I thought, I'll just go to Five Guys because it's close by. So, because there's a Five Guys close to my hair salon. So I went to Five Guys, and I should have thought about this, but the Five Guys, the problem is with the way that they do Five Guys is, first of all, I'm trying to eat less, and I got their burger thinking it was a single burger. I just got the Five Guys burger. I got the little fries, or the lil fries. And no, their standard size is the double. Their fries, even though you get a little one, they dump a whole bunch of fries on top of it in the bag to make it look like you're getting a bunch. It's hard to eat in the car. And their burgers, the cheese is, it's great. It tastes great. But you really need to eat it in the restaurant. So bottom line is, if you're going to eat it at Five Guys, just eat it in the restaurant or take it home. Don't try to eat it in the car. So Saturday, we recorded Mixed Minus, and then Saturday, Mark and I got up and we decided to do our ritual now for the past 3 weeks, lunch and a movie. So we went to this place called the old post office in Fayetteville, and it's literally a post office that's been turned into a restaurant. It's in the square. And we had lunch, and it was okay. We had brunch. It wasn't the best brunch I've ever had in my life, but it was suitable, you know. And then we were going to see the Super Mario movie. And so we went over to the theater and got a drink and sat down and watched the Super Mario movie. And I'm going to tell you, if you have not seen, it's cute. It's more nostalgic than anything else if you're a Nintendo player or a Super Mario player. Unless you have kids, though, I would just say you can watch it at home. And also we did 3D, and I hate 3D. Oh my God, I hate 3D. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.